Hello and welcome. It's hour number three of the podcast as we take a look at, of all things, college football. But it's really more about the NFL than college. Jason Witten, Cowboy legend, he's been hanging out with the Raiders recently. His name has been floated as a candidate for an SEC head coaching job. Jason Witten has zero experience as a coach. What are the odds that Jason Witten will end up coaching in the Southeastern Conference with no experience? We take a look at that and more coming your way here at the beginning and other surprises along the way in hour number three. A surprise in Rocky Top? Say what? Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere as we babble coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the Magic Radio Box, the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio Studios. I hope all is well with you. Our lead this hour comes from the world of big-time college football. Interesting story out of the Southeastern Conference. It does involve the coaching search in Knoxville. That coaching search required because Tennessee excommunicated the football coach Jeremy Pruitt, the guy we were told by some of our callers in Tennessee, really just one, this guy Danny in Nashville that used to call the show, that Jeremy Pruitt was going to be great and wonderful from Alabama. Watch out. And how did that work out? He was a dud in a long line of duds. And then you had Phil Fulmer, a guy that was very successful as a Tennessee coach and not so successful as the athletic director. He decided to quit. They said he retired, but he quit as the athletic director. Now, a surprising name has entered the mix. Have you heard the word? Maybe not. I'm glad. If you haven't heard, that's good. Longtime NFL tight end, currently with the Raiders. Jason Witten is said to be a candidate, granted, a dark horse candidate for the Volunteers head coaching job. Our colleague Dan Patrick, he had the scoopage that he was hearing that Jason Witten's name has been associated with the gig. Witten spent 15 seasons with the Cowboys. He played for the Las Vegas Raiders this past year. So let us discuss the question here. What are the odds that Jason Witten ends up going out of the NFL and walking in to a head coaching job in the Southeastern Conference of Tennessee? So I'm going to set the odds here on the Maller Show at plus 2,000, which implies, if you're not good with math, using back of the napkin math, that's a 5% chance. It's a 5% chance. So I have the carrot, Svengali, and spaghetti. And we will combine all these things together. Now, first of all, this Jason Witten's advantage is obvious. If you're old enough to remember, he's been around for a long time in the NFL. But before he got to the NFL, Jason Witten was a big star tight end. Where? In Knoxville, Tennessee. He's a Tennessee Volunteer. And there haven't been many players over the years who have gone on to have a powerful impact in the NFL from Tennessee. At least, there's like a handful of guys, but it's not like it had been. And so that is clearly an attractive feature on the resume, which there is really no resume. If you say, what's your coaching resume? Jason Witten doesn't have one. But the fact that he went to Tennessee and he's played in the NFL and in the recruiting wars, just being in the NFL, you're selling at these powerhouse colleges or the schools that want to be powerhouse colleges. You know how this works. You're selling, come to our school, we've got pro football pedigree all over the place, and we know people that know what it takes to play in the NFL. That is essential. That is the carrot on the end of the stick. There's a reason that Nick Saban keeps hiring NFL reject coaches to work on his staff. Why? They're good for business. Even a guy like Bill O'Brien, the stumbling, bumbling Bill O'Brien from the Houston Texans, can go to a place like Alabama, and then you can say, hey, come play at our school. We got NFL head coaches that are assistants. That's how dominant the Crimson Tide are. It's a clearinghouse for future pro football careers. So in theory, Tennessee would be able to sell something similar with Jason Witten. Of course, that would be a very, very big stretch to say it's the same. It wouldn't be the same. But this is one of those things that sounds good. The idea of hiring Jason Witten because he's a Tennessee guy and he went to college there and all that. It sounds good, but when you listen a little closer, you want to run for the hills. All right, now secondly, we got to talk for a couple minutes. What is the magic of Jason Witten? Jason Witten must have something amazing, some skill, right? The fact that his name is being floated and whispered in hushed tones for the Volunteers coaching job is wild. Again, I can't stress this enough. The man has never coached at any level. He hasn't. None. It's the kind of stuff they do in my business, right? In my profession, ex-jocks with no experience end up getting television and radio shows all the time. It's the way the industry does it. It's the jockocracy, a term that Howard Cosello, a late sportscaster from a different era, coined, and it certainly is true. But this has been taboo, hiring a player with no experience to be a head coach at a big-time situation. It doesn't happen in football. It happens in basketball. We see NBA teams from time to time hire a franchise legend who's never actually coached, but they like the name. They know they can sell some tickets, and they're like, you know, NBA, it's not that hard to coach compared to the other sports, so why not? But Jason Witten, here's the thing. He's got that charisma, apparently. He didn't seem like it when he was doing the boob tube. He's got a little bit of charm. He must be able to mesmerize and manipulate certain people. It's one thing. He's going to be a Hall of Fame tight end. He's going to the Hall of Fame. But when you take a step back, you're like, wow! And my theory is Jason Witten has mastered the Svengali effect. Right? He is able to bamboozle people of power. They want to hire him. Right, they want to hire him. And so the question is, can he do that at Tennessee? Or is this a bridge too far? Is that the situation? Now, I'm betting no. I'm betting that this is not going to be anything and this story is going to go away and tomorrow there'll be a new name. It is still impressive, though, to think that he retired from the Cowboys, got a cushy gig on Monday Night Football, provided marble mouth commentary, and then quickly was ejected from the broadcast booth and came running back to Jerry Jones and begging for a job. He walked right back in the Cowboy locker room, and now he was on the Raiders this past season. Keep in mind, as a player, Witten recently has been stealing money. While he is going to the Hall of Fame, it is not because of his recent performance. That's not my opinion. It's a fact. In fact, if you go to the numbers, Jason Witten has played 2,287 snaps. I just read this the other day. He's played 2,287 snaps. This goes back to the beginning of 2017's football season. And in that time, Witten, Hall of Fame tight end, has a grand total of how many receptions of over 20 yards during that time? Five. That's it. So using my computer-like mind, that tells me that is like 0.2%. 0.2% using the Maller math on that. All right, final thought. So when all is said and done, as often is the case in life, more is said than done. And we aren't giving Jason Witten much of a chance at all to actually get the Tennessee job. As we said, it's about 5%, which is close to slim and none, and none is currently at the airport waiting for a flight to leave town. The rest of the SEC must be chuckling. Now, they like to laugh and point fingers at each other anyway. But Tennessee is a rudderless ship, and this is another example. They're in the kitchen throwing spaghetti against the wall, hoping that some of the spaghetti sticks to the wall, and whichever piece is highest will be named the coach. Now, I'm going to tell you what I believe is going to happen. There's going to be a grassroots movement to try to convince Peyton Manning to either be the athletic director or the coach of Tennessee. Payne's not going to do that, but they're going to try to convince him. Save Tennessee football. Now, my advice, not to go blindly. Right? Don't go blindly down the garden path here with someone just because they have ties to the school. Ask the fellas in Ann Arbor, Michigan, about that. They wanted a Michigan man. They needed a Michigan man. They got a Michigan man. Tennessee wants a Tennessee man. They want someone with volunteer blood. Bad idea, right? So right now they're in the stage where they're throwing darts blindfolded at this particular point. And as for the Komodo dragon in the room, recruiting violations. We mentioned this in passing the other day. There's some new information out on this. Reports say that the recruiting violations centered around a couple of different things at Tennessee. McDonald's bags, like, you know, you go to the drive-thru, you order a couple Big Macs, some fries, maybe an apple pie or two, and you're good to go, maybe some nuggets, and you get that McDonald's bag, and then cash. So when I saw this, I was like, I was rolling my eyes. I was like, well, how lazy and sloppy is that? Over the years in the radio and TV jobs that I've had, I've worked with enough athletes who have gone to various colleges around the country, and some of them have very loose lips, and I've learned from working with these different people, and we talk off the grid, about how it works. It's so easy to pay players and get away with it, and I'm not totally against this, but in fact, I don't have a problem with it, really. I think the whole college system's ridiculous, but the way it's set up. So the way you do it, you use a middle person, a go-between, if you will, and typically it is someone who has no blood relationship. The best way to do it is with a girlfriend. And, you know, or a roommate or a friend of a roommate, and they work as the go-between. So you give them the envelope with the cash, but you got to use decorum, right? You don't, like, make it obvious. I mean, according to this, like, Tennessee was just like, recruits were coming to Tennessee, and they're like, all right, here's a bag of McDonald's filled with $100 bills. Knock yourself out. So cash is the way to go. So they didn't get wrong. Cash is the way to go. There's no paper trail. With cash, there's no digital trail. Like if you Venmo somebody some money, there's a digital paper trail there. There's none of that with cash, right? You know, cash is very disposable, but you gotta again use the word is decorum here. Bad job by them. It is the Ben Maller Show. As we press on here, we will get back to your phone calls at 877-99 on Fox if you would like to be part. 877-996-6369. You can join the fun. And a tip of the cap to all of the military listening to the show around the globe here, the Ben Maller Show. We welcome in all the men and women in the military listening on the American Forces Network, reaching more than 1 million people, they tell me, around the world in more than 165 countries and more than 150 ships at sea have access. Now, I got to think they're not all listening, but some of them might be. And every once in a while, I get an email from someone. Most of the people that have emailed me are like contractors for the military or family of active duty military that listen on the military bases around the globe. But we are available on the American Forces Network. So we thank those of you that tune in that way to the show. And the cool thing about that, the reason I like to bring that up, two reasons. I support the military, and I also like the fact that the show's like a daytime show in the Middle East, and we're like afternoon drive in China, and all
racist.
These. So, like here, we're just an overnight show. But if you're on a military base in certain parts of the country, I mean, we're like prime time. We're the go-to show, right? That's wonderful. I just keep telling myself, it's not just an overnight show. See, I'm in other places, it's a daytime show. It's a prime time show. It's the way to do it. I know. It's my neurosis. It's my neurosis. I understand. I've come to grips with my neurosis. You got to come to grips with your neurosis. All right, straight ahead. Stand by your man. The NFL coaching edition. That is next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Listen up, Maller Militia. The Ben Maller Show is the show of the people, by the people, for the people. Join the movement and follow your host on Twitter. He's at Ben Maller. And you can tweet at and follow our technical producer. He plays all the music and most funny sound bites of the Ben Maller Show. His first name is Roberto. His last name is Flores. You can follow him at Raider_Rob24.
What the hell's going on?
We got Cooking with Roberto coming up.
That's right.
All right.
Looking forward to that.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah. You got to hold on. I know you're excited, Eddie. You got to calm down.
I'm very hungry, as always. Calm down. Now back to Ben Maller and the Farmers, Fox Sports Radio Studios.
What are we making, Roberto? What do we have on the menu today? What do we got?
So this is something that I made, some pasta that I created years ago for my wife. This is her favorite pasta dish.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's a little Italian.
It's Italian. Yeah.
Italian. Okay. Yeah. We'll make some pasta.
Yeah.
I like the fettuccine Alfredo.
Contains a lot of garlic, a lot of butter.
Solid.
All right.
Yeah.
And a lot of Parmesan.
I'm in.
Boom.
Yeah. Sign me up.
What did I call it? Let's see. I called it the garlic butter penne with Parmesan and ground sirloin.
See, that's too long. Yeah, for marketing reasons, you got to shorten it.
Yeah.
We got to come up with like a big name. But does it have the three big food groups, which are salt, sugar, and fat? Because that's what it needs. It needs a little bit of all that. And then I would say yes.
Yeah.
From the sound of it, it has.
I believe so.
Yeah.
Muy bueno.
I've read some books about the food business, and they spend, these big restaurant chains spend millions and millions of dollars a year to try to find. They call it. You know this, Roberto, because you're a professional chef.
Damn right.
On the radio. They call it the bliss point.
Oh, yeah, the bliss point, yeah.
It's the ratio of sugar, salt, and fat. When you get it just right, it becomes addictive, and you have to keep eating.
Especially when you're like at a bar, because that's what makes you want to go back and keep ordering more beer to go along with the food.
Yeah.
Well, it's a science.
Well, the beer nuts are usually salty at the bar. You know, back when bars were open in California before King Newsom shut everything down. But you get the salt there, and you can have the beer and wash that down and all that. All right, it is the Ben Maller Show. We're going to take some calls here. Let's see, who should we go to at 877-99 on Fox? Oh, I'm glad this guy called up. Wow. Let's go down to Boston. Tom the Terrible. This is going to be good. This guy, one of the great haters of Bill Belichick, and supporters of Tom Brady. And go ahead, walk around like a peacock, Tom. Go ahead, pump your chest out.
Hey, I'm a little worried, Ben. Listen, what? I can remember when the Red Sox came back from the Yankees, they were losing.
Yeah.
Three games to nothing, and they won four games in a row, won the World Series that year.
Yeah.
Well, the night before they won three or four games in a row. They lost 19 to something. And the Red Sox come back and won. And New Orleans really gave Tampa Bay a thumping twice during the season. And Tampa Bay come back to win. But Tampa Bay gave Green Bay a thumping. So I'm worried that Green Bay will probably come back. I hope not.
Oh, wait. Hold on a second. Are you calling the Green Bay Packers to beat your beloved Tom Brady this Sunday in the NFC Championship game? Are you calling your shot?
No, I'm going with Tampa Bay, but I'm worried. Okay. I'm worried about Green Bay. That's Rodgers. Yeah. He's a pretty good quarterback.
All right. Now, Tom the Terrible, so you used to call me up when I was doing the local stuff at the other station in Boston, and you destroyed Bill Belichick on a nightly basis. So this is like your magnum opus. This season has been your masterpiece as a fan, right? It can't get better than this. The Patriots sucked, and they couldn't do anything right on offense, and Tom Brady played better as the season went on, and the Bucs are a win away from the Super Bowl. This is everything you could have dreamed of.
Hey, Ben.
What?
My big dream is that Buffalo beats Kansas City and Tampa Bay beats Green Bay, and Tampa Bay plays Buffalo in Tampa Bay. That's my dream. Yeah. I would love that. Buffalo.
That's the first time anyone has ever dreamed of a Tampa Bay Buffalo Super Bowl. You're the first person ever to dream of that, Tom.
Well, but you know what division Buffalo's in.
No, I know, and Brady has destroyed the Bills over the years. I understand. But the Bills are better this year. They've improved.
Oh, yeah, they are good. I'll be rooting for them come Sunday.
Okay. All right, Tom. I'm glad you checked in, buddy. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, buddy. All right, the great Tom the Terrible. I am convinced, he has denied this, but I am convinced that like some gas station somewhere in Massachusetts, Tom the Terrible ran into Belichick and Belichick was just a total schmuck. Or Tom was working at a store somewhere outside Boston and Belichick came in and didn't pay or didn't tip him or something. I mean, it's like a vendetta that guy has. It makes for good radio, though. It does. All right, let's go to the phones again. John in Tacoma is next. Hello, John.
Big Ben Maller, good to talk to you, my man.
Hello. What's going on, John?
Hey, in regards to the reprehensible Real Talk, now that he's being put in time out, I'm guessing that his alter ego from, I think he's from Missouri, is going to start calling again.
Ah, that's right. There is a conspiracy theory here that that's John in Missouri, right? John in Missouri is actually Real Talk. We'll find out. That'll be interesting. If that happens, I will remember this conversation. Yeah.
And putting on my pseudo-psychologist hat as to why Real Talk did what he did, I'm guessing he doesn't know who his father is, or if he did, didn't have a relationship with him. So there's built up anger and jealousy issues, and I think the fact that his mom was on the cover of Crack Whore magazine.
All right. You always have to go too far. Calm down. You know, John, I appreciate it, but we're on the radio, you know. We're not on satellite radio. We are on satellite radio. Shout out to the fellows who listen on Sirius, but I mean, we're on commercial radio, and you can't. I mean, certain things we're not allowed to say. We are in the safe harbor, Roberto. But even we have management that does not appreciate some of those comments.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
So we have Too Much or Not Enough coming up in a moment. But this, I should have done this story when we had Tom the Terrible or Terrible Tom, who called up. So Bill Belichick, things not going well for the Patriots here. They didn't make the playoffs, and the Buccaneers obviously have done very well with Tom Brady. And so the longtime lady friend of Bill Belichick, she had some things to say. Linda Holiday is her name. And she posted on Instagram.
Who?
It was a rather benign post. And it was reflecting
Never
on
heard
the, past,
of them.
The past year. They said it was a time of growth and gratitude and strength and all that. Standard fare for the non-booty model on IG. So anyway, fine. Well, as you might imagine, there's a lot of Patriot fanatics that follow Linda Holiday on the gram, and one of them responded by saying, "Too bad Bill let Tom go," this person said, a woman. But see, then Linda Holiday, the lady friend of Bill Belichick, responded. She took the bait. She took the bait and then played down what Tom Brady did in Tampa Bay. This is the lady friend that shares a home with Bill Belichick. "And you have all the answers, evidently," she said. "Tom didn't score last night. Not once. Defense won that game. Were you even watching? I'm happy for Tom's career. Why can't you be?" She wrote about Tom Brady. Now, a couple things here. Number one, what are you doing? I know it's tempting, and I've been guilty of it too, but you don't need to respond. You don't need to respond to the trolls. When you feed one troll, you're going to get a whole lot more. And that conversation has been had. The second point, in the Belichickian house, Bill's watching these games, and he's observing, and he's hearing the stuff that's being said, and he might not consume a lot of media, but he knows what's going on. He's aware. He's plugged in enough to know what's going on, and it's got to be annoying to him, and just human nature, your pride and all that stuff, you'd be very upset. So you've got that, we'll see where this goes, but it is interesting. I am told one of our listeners in Boston on the Sports Hub said that the woman who sent the Instagram post actually called in to the afternoon show, Felger and Maz there in Boston. So I guess she called up to, brag or something. But so there you go. Story's bouncing around all over the place there because that's the kind of content we need That is the kind of content that we need. All right, here we go. Let's play a little radio game show. What do you say?
It's another Ben Maller game.
We've endured too many of these.
Is it too much or not enough?
Enough already.
Too much or not enough? Let's welcome in our guy JT from Cincinnati. Hello, JT.
Good morning.
Are you a brick?
No.
Okay, good. All right. And what do you... I don't know.
I'm a sponge.
You're a sponge. Okay. And you got a gig? You got a job? Well, what are you doing?
Retired.
Oh, you're retired. How is retirement?
I love it.
Is it everything you dreamed it would be when you were younger? I guess it is. You're laughing. You're having a good... What kind of work did you do when you were working?
I used to be in broadcasting.
Oh, you were?
Yeah.
Look at you, a fellow broadcaster. TV or radio?
Radio.
Oh, radio. Look at that. Were you a DJ or were you a talk show host?
I did engineer? Talk.
Talk? Oh. What kind? Do you do news talk? What kind of format?
Public affairs.
Oh, public affairs. Oh,
yeah, it was part-time.
I got you. I can tell. You got some pipes going on there. I can tell. I got you.
All well, right. Thank you, Ben.
Ooh, fellow broadcaster. Yes. Did you have a DJ name?
And the hits just keep on coming.
Yes. Keeping you jazz commercial free.
That's
right. Brought to you by Farmers, by the way. No. All right. Let's play the game.
12 in a row station. Yeah, yes. All that crap.
Exactly. No, it's not crap. All right. Well, JT, good luck to you. It's only crap when you're retired, JT. When you're still working, it's not crap. All right.
I hear you.
Too much or not enough. You got to get three right to win the game. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Question number one for JT, the fellow broadcaster.
Of the eight
players to run for 2,000 yards in a season, only three went on to win a playoff game that season. Is that too much or not enough?
I'm going to guess on all of these. I'll say not enough.
All right, so not enough is the answer. And is he correct? Is JT right?
No. Man.
Too much. It's TD. Terrell Davis of the Broncos back, and they're the only one to do it. All right, question number two. You're 0 for 1. Here we go. Luka Doncic recently became the fifth player. He's a basketball guy for Dallas. He became the fifth player in NBA history with 35 points, 15 rebounds, and 15 assists in a game. Is that too much or not enough?
Not enough.
All right, doubling down on not enough. Let's find out. Is he right?
Man.
Strategy. I like your strategy, though. You got to stick with it. Too much is the answer. He is only the fourth player in history with that stat line, joining Oscar Robertson, Will Chamberlain, and the Beard, James Harden. So you're 0 for 2. You got to get the last three right.
Should start singing the Beatles song. It's all too much.
Would you like to sing?
No.
Okay. I'll allow you to sing. It might go better than this. You know. Yeah. All right. Here we go. Question number three. Patrick Mahomes has won 18 consecutive starts when leading at halftime. Is that too much or not enough?
Too much.
You're changing it up. Are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure at this point we're at a fork in the road here? You want to change up your answer?
I'm changing.
All right, so you're going too much now.
Too much.
Final answer.
Final answer.
All right.
Oh. Well, Ben, you tried.
JT.
You tried. Ben, you did everything you could to save me from the quicksand, and I walked into it anyway.
Now, you not only walked in, you jumped in head first, is what you did. Yeah. All right. Well, hey, listen, JT, you're a good sport, and we thank you for playing. We'll give you a lifetime supply of nothing. So when you want nothing, contact the show. Contact the Ben Maller Show, and we will send you nothing is what
we want. Yeah, you and Billy Preston are wonderful people.
Yeah, and we will give you a round trip to nowhere as long as there's...
bonus. Yeah, ding, ding, ding.
There you go. All right. Thank you, JT. It's an unincorporated area in Oklahoma. Now, that is void as soon as they actually build an airport in nowhere, Oklahoma. But until then, it's round trip to nowhere. Round trip to nowhere. Yes. All right. It is the Ben Maller Show as we come to you from the Fox Sports Radio Farmers Insurance Studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS, and you could save a whole lot of something on auto insurance. Cooking with Roberto. We're going to give you an amazing pasta dish, a stunningly delicious pasta dish. This is like a family recipe that goes back many years.
Great for the kids, too. Kids will love it.
Kids will love it. It's good for grown-ups and kids alike. Cooking with Roberto. A little pasta for you. And we'll get to that, and we will do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Most are unable to lend an ear to the Ben Maller Show all night long, but with podcasting, you can get caught up on unique show moments you may have missed. The Ben Maller Show podcast is available on iHeart and wherever you get your podcasts. It's a piece of cake, and it upsets the corporate guys. And now live from the Farmers Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
You hear that? That's right. We're going inside the kitchen. We're going inside the kitchen. Welcome in a self-made man. He didn't know to, he didn't have to go to some culinary school somewhere. He learned himself.
Damn right.
Mom taught you a little bit, right? Relatives helped you out a little bit, but you learned internet, whatever it took.
When I saw my mom in the kitchen, I'm like, what the hell are you making? Smells good. I want to do it myself.
Good job.
That's
by
the
you.
Way you learn.
That's right. And this portion of the Ben Maller Show, Cooking with Roberto, made possible by Farmers. Call Farmers today for a quote. What are we making today, Roberto?
Like I said, Ben, this is I gave the name garlic buttered penne with Parmesan and some ground sirloin, okay?
Roberto's famous. Yeah. What is it? What kind of pasta is it?
Parmesan, penne pasta with Parmesan
penne.
And
Roberto's penne.
Roberto's penne. It's a good one.
Sounds kind of dirty.
It sounds great. Yeah. So I made this pasta for my wife when we first got married. I don't remember the reason why, but she wanted me to make this for some reason. I don't know what it was. She wanted a pasta. I think she wanted a pasta that didn't have like too much sauce in it for some reason. I don't know why. Yeah. Or it might have been that she wanted pasta, and then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna start making something. And then I didn't have like tomatoes, and I didn't have like cream to make like a good sauce. So this is why I came up with this. This is how this pasta was invented.
Okay.
And now my wife loves it. It's her favorite pasta. And my daughter loves it too. My daughter, you know, your 5-year olds are hard to eat anything. So if I gave my daughter a pasta that like I love I'm drawing a blank here, but marinara sauce or Alfredo sauce on it.
Yeah, I like Alfredo. I'm partial to the fettuccine Alfredo, but I'm open to penne as well. I love all pasta. I'm a pasta guy.
So yeah, like I make fettuccine Alfredo. My daughter sees the cream on it, and she's like, I don't want any pasta. Like, yeah. She's just 5-year-old, you know.
I didn't like it when I was a kid either. Like, she's not wrong.
Yeah,
she's not wrong.
Yeah. So I make this, and she likes it. Maybe because the reason why it doesn't have too much sauce, but it kind of does have a sauce in a way, because the butter and the Parmesan together kind of makes it a sauce. All right, so here we go. Ingredients: we need some penne pasta, of course, 16 ounces. That's a box, the regular penne that comes in a box. 2 sticks of butter, baby. Okay,
2, not 1.
Not 1.
If 1's good, 2's better.
2 is better.
2 is much better.
We got a head of garlic. 1 pound of ground sirloin.
Damn right. Parmesan. 1 pound.
Pound it. We got 1 Parmesan cheese block or an 8-ounce, the 8-ounce bottle that comes good. Already. Yeah.
Big block of Parmesan.
Yeah.
Parmigiano.
4 tablespoons of onion powder, 4 tablespoons of black pepper, 4 tablespoons of oregano, 2 tablespoons of kosher salt, of course, for my Jewish people.
Thank you. Cheers for the Jews. Thank you very much. Yes, right.
And 4 tablespoons of olive oil also. All right, we're going to also add some olive oil to this bad boy.
All right. A little olive oil in there, sure. Yeah.
So in the frying pan on medium heat, We're going to add the garlic and one stick of butter, okay? Very simple.
All right.
All right.
I got the frying pan. Fry
it up. On medium heat. Add the garlic, stick of butter. Mix it around until the butter melts, okay?
So fully melted, not partially melted. That whole thing's
fully
melted.
Fully melted, yeah. Don't let it turn brown. Don't let it turn brown, though. No. All right?
Yeah. There's a joke in there somewhere.
Then we're going to add the ground sirloin, and we're going to cook on high heat after that, all right?
Okay.
And then we're going to season it with the black pepper.
Sounds good.
Kosher salt, onion powder, and oregano.
All right. Smell that? Smells good?
It smells delicious so far.
Smells delicious on the radio.
It smells great when you cook this in your kitchen, all right?
While
you wait for the ground sirloin to be ready.
You can play video games. You can pick your nose. You can play tiddlywinks. No.
We're going to add a large pot of boiling water.
Okay.
Right? We're going to have a large pot of boiling water. We're going to add the penne pasta to it, all right?
This is the key point. You're adding the pasta.
Yeah, so it's got to be boiling already.
All right.
Make sure the water's boiling.
Bubbling. The water's got to bubble.
Bubbly, 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 bubbly.
Show me the bubbles. I need bubbles.
Show me the bubbly. And then we're going to add some kosher salt and two tablespoons of olive oil to this, all right?
Not three. That's too much. Two.
That's the good thing about pasta. Every time I make pasta, always add salt and olive oil to it.
Yeah.
And the pasta should be ready in 11 to 12 minutes for that al dente texture, okay?
Okay.
Boom. Right.
11 to 12. You can do it like 11 and a half minutes. Cut the difference.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I mean, some people don't like pasta al dente. For me, it's the best, right? Some people might think it's too raw in a sense, but I don't think so. I think it's perfect. Al dente flavor. That's the way it should be.
All right. You want to taste the pasta. You want to taste.
Exactly.
I got you.
So the meat should have a crisp to it. So a little char on it. Okay. So it's not like we're gonna turn on the ground beef and once it turns like grayish, it's ready to go. No.
You're not charbroiling. Are you charbroiling?
No, we're not charbroiling. It's gotta have a little crisp to it, a little burn to it when you're cooking the.
Okay.
Exactly. So
I got you.
It's not just once it turns grayish color. Once the red is off, it's ready. No. It's got to be a little char, a little crisp to it, a little burn to it, okay? Not a lot, though, right? Not all of it. You know when the pan gets sticky on the bottom? Scrape that pan off, mix it around, all right?
Get all that in there.
Exactly. Got a lot of flavor there.
Okay.
Crunchy stuff. Yeah, exactly. That's what makes this pasta good.
What do you call it, Eddie? What was the term?
Fond.
Fond.
Is that what they call it?
Yeah. F-O-N-D. That's the stuff at the bottom of the plate there.
Cooking with Eddie.
I'd never heard that before.
Yeah, me neither.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you making that up?
No. Look it up. Google it.
All right, cool.
Fond?
Fond.
F-O-N-D.
I'm fond of you? Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh.
All right.
That's that stuff at the bottom of the pan after you've cooked.
Nice.
Keep it around.
All right. You're stealing Roberto's thunder.
Almost ready here. Once the meat is ready, add the pasta, two sticks of butter again, two tablespoons of olive oil, and Parmesan cheese. Mix it around until the butter melts. Turn off the heat and add more Parmesan cheese on top. When serving, sprinkle with some red chili pepper flakes if you like spice, and boom, enjoy this pasta. It's very delicious, baby.
I just looked it up. Eddie's actually right, Roberto.
Eddie,
you're gonna tweet out the recipe.
Yeah. I got pictures and everything. Tweet it out right now
on Roberto's Twitter feed. There,
cooking with Roberto.